In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear friends, we entered Lent by marking the most visible part of our heads with ashes, and we heard these words: "Remember, O man, that you are dust, and in dust you will return." Now the Lord shows us a little of his glory, his Godhead, to three of his disciples and to those who will listen to his gospel. The reason is to give them courage when the time of passion will come. It is also to give us hope in the promised resurrection of the body. Our Lord forbade the three witnesses to tell the vision to anyone till the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is because the resurrection of the Lord is the promise of our own resurrection. The transfiguration of the Lord tells us about the redemption of the body, which is its own resurrection. Naturally united to the soul, the body shares the condition of the soul. The body shares the state of the soul in the future life because it is its instrument in this life. The fathers of the church used to say, "What is not assumed in the incarnation is not saved." The Redeemer is true God and true man with body and soul. Then, in her liturgy, our Holy Mother the Church makes this petition for her children: "O God, thou who see how we are deprived of all strength, guard us inwardly and outwardly, that in body we may be protected against all misfortunes, and in mind cleansed of evil thoughts." Our Lent must be observed in our body and soul, according to the words of the Apostle St. Paul: "That every one of you learn how to possess his vessel in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust." In the last Sunday's Gospel, our Lord bore with patience the humiliation of the three temptations. The wicked angel used his spiritual nature to move our Lord in his holy human nature from one place to another. Of course, these three temptations correspond three victories. The enemy of our soul is defeated by God made man. Our Lord shows us how humility and confidence in God through one's own soul prevail against the pride of the wicked angel, who has no other choice than to obey the Creator who commands us through our humility and confidence. Let us give grace to our Heavenly Father for our natural condition, which our Redeemer wanted to share with us. The limit of our condition is always an occasion in this life to bear fruits of patience towards our neighbor and towards ourselves. Our condition is always an opportunity to offer efforts in body and soul as sacrifice, to consecrate and act as children of God in our body and mind. So it makes us able to give glory to the Creator in his whole creation, visible and invisible. Our condition also gives us an opportunity to practice humility by recognizing and accepting it. It allows us to manifest the glory of God, the efficiency of his divine grace that lifts a human being above spiritual beings, when out of humility we cooperate with the divine plan and remain faithful. The humility of the Lord vanquished the enemy of our soul. The humility of the saints associated them with this victory. The first step of this humility is for us to give thanks for our condition. This kind of thanksgiving prayer dismisses all intimidations and discouragements. In this earthly life, joys and sorrows are mixed. In cooperating with divine grace, we make our joys a Mount Tabor experience and our sorrows a Mount Calvary experience. This way, We won't waste the time of joy, and we make worthy, rewarding experiences out of the times of sorrow. It is in heaven, not in a passing tent, that peace is given forever. Our Lenten resolutions aim to follow our Lord both in time of joy and in time of sorrows. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.